Welcome to this edition of the Big Red Sports Machine Podcast. It's a wild card weekend edition. I'm your host, Brian, and I am joined by the boldest ginger this side of Andy Dalton. Greg, how was the new year?
Oh, the new year was fantastic. I want to welcome everyone. This is our first ever podcast, and hey, your first time, it's always pretty awkward and weird, so just bear with us here as we get our bearings underway, but we'll become pros in no time.
No doubt about that. Let's jump right into these games, Greg. We got we got four games tomorrow. The first one that kicks off our wild card weekend is a Week 16 rematch. This game is Kansas City at Indianapolis. Indy's a 1-point favorite. When these two teams played in Week 16, Indy won pretty convincing. It was a 23-7 win. You really liked what you saw from Indy in that game, isn't that right, Greg?
I did, and in that game, don't forget, it was at Kansas City too, at Arrowhead, where it's traditionally tough to play, and they're back home on home turf. I actually really like the Colts in this matchup. I think they are, they're getting hot at the right time. I mean, they're a team that kind of struggled with their identity this season, especially after Reggie Wayne went down. I mean, they had some big blowout losses to Arizona and St. Louis and Trent Richardson's, besides killing my fantasy team, really hasn't panned out for the Colts, but I think they've really found themselves the last few weeks here, and I actually think they're going to be able to handle Kansas City, pretty well tomorrow.
Andrew Luck has really taken that next step, I think, in his second year. He's really carried the team, like you said, through kind of the rough patch in the midseason there. But I don't know. I wasn't too impressed with Luck in that first matchup. 241 yards and a touchdown. Donald Brown had himself a nice little day. He scored a couple touchdowns. The Chiefs didn't get much pressure, which was surprising. The Chiefs were a team that for a while was leading the league in sacks. They only registered one sack in that game. I think Tom Bailey is going to give it a go. It looks like they're going to get Justin Houston back. I like them to get a little more pressure, on Luck, create some turnovers. In that game, Alex Smith actually had three turnovers, two fumbles, threw a pick. Was completely unimpressive. The Chiefs only fed the ball to Jamaal Charles 18 times. He only had 13 carries on the ground. Took it for 106 yards. They had five more catches, scored a touchdown. I think they got to really, really feed the offense through Charles. The guy is probably the MVP runner-up to Peyton Manning. Really put together a nice season. I think they feed Jamaal Charles early and often, build a lead on that fast track. The defense gets after Luck, and I think KC goes into Indy and pulls out the win.
I will agree to disagree. Here's Kansas City's problem. We know Jamaal Charles is going to show up, but who else? They are hampered with injuries right now. Dwayne Bowe is injured. You mentioned Justin Houston. You mentioned Tom Bahali. Eric Fisher, the number one overall draft pick, pulled his groin, I believe, in practice. So they have a lot of questionable players. So who else besides Jamaal Charles is going to step up? The answer, you have Alex Game Manager Smith. And I'm sorry, I can't rely on Captain Game Manager to deliver a playoff win here.
Hey, don't count out Alex Smith. He's going to beat you with his arm. Guy's not afraid to scramble, pick up some yards with his legs. He's going to get it done for KC. Who else is going to show up? Big fat man on the sideline. That's who's going to show up. Don't forget, this is a Chiefs team that picked number one overall last year. And they won 11 games this year. I like KC in this game. We'll disagree on this one. It should be a good game. It's a good kickoff game for this weekend. And really the winner is going to set up nicely here through the rest of the playoffs. So we'll move on to a game that I think we're in a little bit more agreement on. It's the second game on Saturday, which features the Saints going to Philadelphia. Philly's a 2.5-point favorite in this one. It's an outdoor road game for the Saints, which we all know they struggle with this year. But both teams are hot at the moment. Who do you like in this one, Greg?
It pains me to say it, but I like the Eagles. Fly Eagles, fly. They've really got hot at the right time here. You look at Nick Foles over the last 8 games. Nick Foles has actually outplayed Drew Brees. He's thrown for 21 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and Philadelphia has gone 7-1 in those last 8 games. And numbers don't lie. And there's a couple other numbers here that are that are telling. One is 3-5. That's New Orleans' road record this year. You know, traditionally not a good road team, not a good cold weather team. We know Philly's a good cold weather team. Everybody saw the snow game, the snowpocalypse against the Lions earlier this year. You know, I think despite Chip Kelly instituting the worst defense we've seen from any playoff team in modern football history, you know, the real defender that's going to show up here is the weather. We got game time temperatures in the 20s. I really think that's going to limit the effectiveness of New Orleans' gun-and-gun offense. So I think that's really the equalizer here.
Yeah, that defense is troubling. Boy, I have a hard time picking against Drew Brees against such a bad defense. And really, when I go back and look at the games for each of these teams throughout the season, that Week 15, Philadelphia Eagles at Minnesota Vikings, is one of the most puzzling games of the whole season for me. Philly goes into Minnesota late in the year, needing to win, and they lose 48-30 to Minnesota in a game that Minnesota didn't have AP, and it made Castle look like Tom Brady. He almost put up 400 yards on him passing. That defense is atrocious. I think the cold weather is going to help the defense, like you mentioned. It really helped them in that Lions game when they were getting buckets and buckets of snow. But boy, if you give Drew Brees any time, he's going to pick you apart. He's going to go down the field. Should be a high-scoring game, but I think I side with you here. I think it's going to come down to the running game in this one. And boy, it's hard to count out LeSean McCoy. Like you said in that Lions game, McCoy went bananas. He had over 200 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. They ran all over the Lions. You get this guy out in space, and he's just an animal. Chip Kelly, it's a run-heavy offense. They led the league in rushing attempts and yards. I really think it's going to come down to that running game, getting it done for the Eagles, sealing the deal. I love the Saints, but it's, I guess the slight lean towards Philly. I'm not even sure if Philly's going to cover the 2.5, but I'd like Philly to win a 1 or 2 point game at home and move on in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's going to be high scoring. I mean, the over-under is 53.5. I still like the over. Despite the weather, I think both teams are going to put up points. It's going to be tough to stop Drew Brees in that offense. But again, running is going to be a premium here. And as you said, Philly's got the number one rushing attack in football, and they have the number one offensive line. And, you know, I think that's just going to speak volumes as the game, you know, goes on into the bitter, frigid, cold Philadelphia evening. So I think the Eagles will move on.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Greg. Their offensive line is really impressive. That is one athletic offensive line. You got stud Jason Peters on the left tackle. And, boy, they are... They can really get out and run. They're really an impressive running team. Yeah, it's... Man, I... Who would have thought 53.5 is a conservative number?
Right.
And yeah, Breeze coming off another 5,000-yard passing season. He's got four of them now. But yeah, we're going to give the slight lean to Philly in this one. Hey, you know where Drew Breeze went to high school?
Where?
He went to Westlake High in Austin, Texas. Do you know where Nick Foles went to high school?
Westlake High, maybe?
Ding, ding, ding.
Boom!
Yeah. If you didn't know that now, I'm sure NBC's going to ram that one down your throat on Saturday night.
You're not going to get that knowledge from Troy and Chris Collinsworth, whoever they shell out in the booth. You're only going to get that knowledge from us at the Machine.
The Machine. Well, Sunday, we've got a real ho-hum to kick off Sunday, and then I think we're going to end with a real bang. But let's get through the San Diego at Cincy game. Cincy's a touchdown favorite. They're the 3 seed in the AFC. San Diego really limped in. They got past KC. San Diego's actually kind of a bizarre team. This year they've beat the Eagles, the Colts, the Broncos, and the Chiefs twice. Those are all playoff teams. They've lost the Texans, the Raiders, and the Redskins, who are all top 5 draft pick teams. So they're kind of a play down to their competition or play up to their competition, however you want to slice it here. But I just think they're going to be a little bit undermanned against that Mike Zimmer defense. I think that defense is really going to get after Phillip Rivers.
I agree. And, you know, if for any reason you're not able to watch all 4 playoff games this weekend, I don't know why that would even be possible. But if for some reason you had to miss one, this is the game to miss. I really don't see Cincy losing at home to San Diego. Put all the West Coast traveling to East Coast thing aside. I mean, I just think the matchup, you know, on all sides of the ball favors Cincy. And, you know, they play tough at home. Maybe I'm partial to a ginger quarterback. But
Homer.
Andy Dalton's been a little more than just a game manager this year. I mean, I think they get over... the hump here, and I think they're going to win this one, north of that touchdown favorite.
Pretty easy to be a gunslinger when you're throwing it to A.J. Green.
Hey.
He's got to be one of the most underrated superstars in the league. The guy's got every tool you want in a wide receiver, and Dalton's just got to throw it up there, and the guy goes and gets it. But yeah, I think since he's got too much firepower on the outside, and their defense will really get after Phillip Rivers. But I really like Phillip Rivers. I think he's a comeback player of the year this year. The guy's a gunslinger. He's cocky. He's kind of arrogant. He's
kind of.
Well, being modest here, but I like that in quarterbacks. I think I'm gonna enjoy watching this game. But I think. Phillip's going to get beat up a little bit. I got Cincy covering the 7 all day long.
Yeah, all day.
I mean, these teams played in week 13. Cincy won 17-10. It was a pretty pathetic game in and of itself, and I think probably we're going to get more of the same here, another 4 quarters of that week 13 game. That brings us to the last game of the weekend, and boy, this one's a doozy. This is San Fran traveling to Green Bay. They like calling it the frozen tundra, and that's no exaggeration for the forecast on Sunday night. We got a high of 5 degrees. It's going to be -5.
-5, yeah.
-5.
That's
for
cold.
The high at kickoff with a -30 wind chill. So that's cold. I don't care if you're... You live there for 30 years, that's cold. You really don't get used to that kind of weather. So this matchup has really turned into a grudge fest between these two teams. They've played they played in week 1 this year and met in the playoffs last year. San Fran took both of those. How do you see this game going, Greg? This San Fran is favored by 2.5. The only road team favored this weekend.
You know, if you would have asked me, you know, five different times today who was going to win this game, I probably would have given you five different answers. I've flip flopped.
I think you could only give two different answers.
Several times. Well, one answer, then another. Back to the other. You get my drift. This is, I think, the toughest game to pick this week. You know, on paper, you know, I think San Francisco has the edge. You know, I think they got better skill players. I think their defense is a little more consistent. But, you know, the playoffs are all about who's getting hot and who's getting healthy at the right time. And I think Green Bay, you know, they have a little bit of that magic. You know, Rodgers came back last week and, you know, in a make or break game against Chicago, in Chicago, and, you know, and he delivered. And I think that's the spark that this team needs to move forward. And look, I mean, the last 3 years in a row, your Super Bowl champion has played on Wild Card Weekend. So there's a good shot that of these four games that are going on this weekend, your Super Bowl champion's playing. And, you know, why not the Green Bay Packers? I did read a report today that Eddie Lacy is a little dinged up, but he should be ready to go. Again, running's going to be at a premium here. But I think Lacy has provided the Packers with the balance that they need to, you know, to really succeed in the playoffs. And with Rodgers back and with Randall Cobb back, you know, a home dog in the playoffs is a rare find. And I'll take Green Bay with the points, you know, all day here.
I'll agree with one of those points.
One. They were all good.
I think the Niners are getting healthy at the right time. They're getting Crabtree back. They're folding him into the offense. And he's exactly what they needed to provide that balance between Anquan Boldin, Vernon Davis running the short to intermediate. You got Crabtree on the intermediate to deep. They got the solid running game. 49ers have always been able to run the ball. You got Gore. And you supplement the running game with Kaepernick. Now, Kaepernick torched Green Bay in the playoffs last year on the ground, going for 180 and two touchdowns. They had absolutely no answers to him on the ground. So week one, what do? Green Bay has all offseason to prepare for Kaepernick running. He sits in the pocket and throws for 400 yards and three touchdowns. I think the Niners have always been a step ahead of Dom Capers. I think it's going to continue in this game. I like the Niners to win this game. And to further go on one of your other points, I think the winner of this game represents the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I like San Fran, and that's my pick for the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. But, geez, if Green Bay beats them, I think Green Bay can go. They'd be going to Seattle. And I think they beat Seattle in Seattle. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself here. I'm taking San Fran in this game. They're going to cover the 2.5. They're going to beat Green Bay. Green Bay, it's just a tough matchup for Green Bay. They don't match up well with Kaepernick. They don't match up well with Vernon Davis. Anquan Boldin had friggin' 13 catches for 200 yards. It's a bad matchup. I love that Rodgers is back. I love watching him play. That throw to Cobb against
unbelievable.
The Bears.
Fourth down. Fourth
God,
and eight.
Laser. I love watching the guy play, but he was he looked a little hesitant. He didn't take off and run too many times. There was a big first down he converted on the ground late in that game. Big first down, but he really was kind of hesitant to run, and that was always kind of a part of his game. He was never really afraid to tuck it in, and he's a pretty athletic guy. He could pick up 8 to 13 yards, no problem. But he didn't see a whole lot of that against the Bears. I don't think he's going to want to do that against that physical Niners defense. I think he's going to be playing a little timid. He obviously gives them their best shot at winning, but when it's all said and done, give me that nasty San Fran defense. And I take the Niners to win this one. So, Greg, negative 30. How many of the offense linemen are going to be short sleeves? Out of the 10, what's the over-under?
I'll set the line at 7.5.
Ooh, that's about where it should be. And I think I'm taking the over. I think more. I think there might be one or two guys that go the long sleeves, but boy, those offense linemen are a rare bunch of dudes.
They are a strange brood, and I'll tell you what, if there are one or two guys that are holding out with long sleeves, by the second half, they'll be peer pressured to cut them off and go short sleeve with the rest of the bunch. So I like the over in that also.